you know, a lot of memorials are just basically for those that are deceased. That's not what they wanted. They wanted it to be so-called like a living memorial that would honor all the men and women for their contributions since 1990. The design of the actual monument, a lot of memorials are just flat-faced stones that just face out with a depiction on them or words or names of deceased members. And that's not what these men and women wanted. They wanted to be able to depict some of the equipment that was used during these conflicts so that in future generations, other people can see that, hey, this is what they were. And as technology advances, I know when we look at the old Civil War cannons, we think, wow, that really won a war, you know. Well, I'm sure in 100 years from now, they're going to see what we used, and they're going to say, wow, you won a war with that. One of the other ideas that came about was the fact that because of the events of 9/11, that is the reason why a lot of these men and women that have served and are currently serving is what contributed most to them wanting to join. That played the major role in us finally deciding that we would depict the Pentagon, the Twin Towers, and the state of Pennsylvania on one of the stones. And then, of course, the main stone, the facing stone, will be that of a fallen soldier, which affects everybody, the families of the fallen, and as well as the comrades of the fallen soldier. So that will be depicted as well.
And I understand you've had land for the memorial donated already?
That's correct. Pape Memorial, cremation, and cemetery caretakers, whatever they're called, they actually donated a lot there on the corner, the northeast corner of Hazel and William Street. It keeps it on Hazel Street where all the other monuments, we've got the World War I, II, the Korean Vietnam memorials, and there is a women's veteran memorial located behind the library here in Danville as well.
Has money been raised already, or is...
Well, our major funds are going to come from the proceeds of the Finest versus Bravest versus Vet Sports Wounded Warriors ball game this year. You know, every year in August, the Danville Police and the Danville Firemen have played a charitable softball game. In the last 4 years, they've played the Vet Sports Wounded Warrior teams and donated those proceeds to various charitable organizations, and they chose us as their charitable organization this year.
Okay, that game coming up, what's the date for that game?
That is Saturday, August 23rd.
And that's over at the Danville Stadium?
That's at Danville Stadium, yes, sir.
Can you tell me something about what having a memorial like this in town means for veterans, things that might not be clear to people who haven't served or don't have immediate family who have served?
Well, something like this will, sometimes it just helps heal you. I'm going to get a little emotional. But anyway, it'll be a place that they can go with their family, you know, their grandchildren in the future, and explain it to them, what they went through. You know, it's different when we read it in a history book or, you know, hear a story from somebody else, but when it actually comes from those that have been there and you know, have lived it, then it's completely different, and it'll help heal them, and it'll help the future generations know what it is they went through.